Welcome to Thursdays with Gary. Tom Keegan here with Gary Bedore, KU basketball beat writer on KUSports.com and the Lawrence Journal World. Gary, you and Charles Barkley are the only two that I have heard before this series between the Golden State Warriors and Oklahoma City Thunder started. Both of you were saying that Oklahoma City and not Golden State with 73 regular season victories was the best team in the NBA. What made you say that?
Because the first time Oklahoma City made the finals, they weren't ready to win. It was that simple. Since then, they haven't been healthy. Now, Durant and Westbrook are older and healthy, and the best two players on the court, except maybe for Curry, two of the best in the league. It's their time, and Steven Adams is the big guy they've needed. He's the first one who's really reliable, at least, and he's really blossomed in the playoffs. I don't think he was this good in the regular season. I don't follow it that close, but because of Adams, Cantor was giving him some help in the last series. I don't know if he's been playing a lot, but it's their time. The league wants him to win. Durant and Westbrook are going to be the story of the league again, like they were just a couple years ago. Everybody forgot about them, but they're clearly the best team.
And before we talk about Nick Collison, who's not playing much anymore, but he and Durant are the only Seattle Supersonics that are still with the Thunder, which I found interesting. But before we talk about Nick Collison and your experience covering him at Kansas, is there cause for concern long-term here for KU fans? Because in the past, most instances, in a college coach going to the NBA fails. But now Billy Donovan, who has sort of a similar profile as Bill Self, couple of guys who won national titles and guys who had never coached in the NBA, Self still hasn't. Billy Donovan could break that curse of college coaches failing. Huge success, could win the NBA title here. Does that make Bill Self even more attractive to the NBA?
Probably. That's a great angle, and that has not been discussed yet. And I wonder which will be the first national guy to start discussing that Donovan has turned it around for college coaches. Because Stevens has done a good job at Boston Celtics. But
right, he has. You're right.
But once Donovan wraps up this title, surely he's going to start getting some attention. NBA coaches rarely get any attention. It's all about the players. You've heard nothing about Donovan yet. But I would guess in the finals we'll start hearing more about him. But
great point about Brad Stevens.
Nobody's brought up any college coaches this year. It's weird. There's been a million openings, and except, unless I'm forgetting, the UConn coach got mentioned.
Kevin Ollie, yeah. And, with the Lakers briefly was mentioned, right?
Yeah, and Villanova.
Jay Wright.
He's really good when it comes out. He just says, I know too much about these things to never say never. You know, if he gets some amazing offer, he probably would have listened. But nothing serious with him. But I remember reading him being tied to two teams. I forget which ones.
And certainly nothing imminent with Bill Self to worry about. Not with Josh Jackson on the way. And things are rolling. Recruiting is better than ever at Kansas. I don't think anybody has anything to worry about.
Yeah, most people seem to think he's just the automatic choice whenever Pop quits. So
with the Spurs.
Who knows if that's true? Who knows how long Pop's going to go?
All right, so Nick Collison, 12 years with the Oklahoma City Thunder / Seattle Supersonics. Not playing really now. He's on the bench. His best year was the final year in Seattle, the year Kansas won the national title, 2007-2008. He averaged 9.8 points and 9.4 rebounds, so he never quite averaged double figures, but had a good solid career and has one more year left on his contract. Is this about the career you thought Collison would have? Did you think he'd be better?
Uh, it's probably about the career, but the big thing for Nick is $50 million. That's what he's made in his career.
Wow.
So in that sense, he's a total success. He's set up generations of Collisons to be set for life. But as far as ability, you never know with the NBA. I don't watch it that close. He definitely could hit a jump shot in college. He wasn't venturing beyond the 3-point line like now. But I believe he's second or third in rebounds and points at KU history.
Amazing. So,
he might be a little underrated.
And he had a better career, pro career, than Rafe LaFrance, who was a very high draft pick.
Rafe had injury problems, and he got a big contract too. But Collison has lasted longer, and be interesting to look at the points, because I think Rafe had two good years. But
how did you like dealing with Nick Collison in interviews when you got to know him a little as a player?
Because his family was great during recruiting. Back then, you had to do most of the recruiting calls yourself because there were no recruiting services bothering the families every minute of the day. So you would make the calls. And his uncle is a priest, really good guy. His dad is a great guy. And his mom's really nice, too. And they would handle all the calls and fill you in on recruiting. And then at KU, he was really good from day one. And got 2 Final Fours out of 4 years, which is pretty good percentage.
And do you think that it's probably one more year for him? His contract runs through next season at $3.75 million. He's 35 years old. He'll be 36 when the season opens. He will have just turned 36. I think that's probably his last year, or who knows?
Probably who knows, but you would think so. You know, he's got... Unless his knees feel fine and someone's willing to keep him around. But you would think, as far as productivity, he does the little things so well that he's been totally... He'd be getting minutes if he was, you know, still among the best on his team. And he's obviously way down on the depth chart there. So I don't know if some young team would want to pick him up or not. Same deal with Paul Pierce. You know, he's got 2 years left on his deal, but does he want this reduced role?
Right, and with Collison, it's kind of cool that he spent the entire career with one team.
Yeah, does he want to go to some other team and just sit around? But it sounds like from reading an NBA.com story on him, I think it was, he might want to be a coach. It sounds like he doesn't want to just count his money. When he's done, he wants to keep working. And I think they asked him, do you want to do it with the Thunder? And he said that would be appealing to maybe have some job with them. But he's such a good guy and good person that, you know, he'll probably be able to stay with the team if he wants to.
Right. Yeah, why not keep a guy like that around? And for me, there's one college mind. I never covered him. I was at the New York Post when he was playing at Kansas, but I covered a few tournaments, games for the Post that involved Kansas. I watched one game in the stands, the Syracuse game. From his career, though, as mostly a television watcher, there's one moment that I think of when I think of Nick Collison. I'll let you know what that moment is after you tell me if there's a moment that stands out for you.
I think he's the guy that had a great game against Texas where Vitel.
Yeah, that's my moment when Vitel stood up and gave him he gave him a standing ovation on the air. I happened to be watching that game on TV, and I thought, Vitel is great. I love Dick Vitel, and so do you.
Because you could see him stand up and do that, so we were all happy because we knew we had our angle for the game.
Vitel. It always comes down to that.
But he stood up and cheered, and after the game, gushed about Nick.
He had 24 and 23 in that game. And Vitel, I was reading a story out of Oklahoma, I think it was, one of the papers in Oklahoma talking about, quoting Vitale as being totally unapologetic about standing up and cheering for him. And he said, I don't come here as a journalist. I'm a fan of the game. And you know what? He is a great guy. I love Dick Vitale. And that was an amazing game that Collison played. I still remember it.
Yeah, I don't wonder how many times Dick has done that now. I think he's done it for one or two other players, but I forget who now. But
and Brandon Rush played 3 minutes for Golden State in the blowout last night, but he's not really in their rotation.
No. And I don't know what his contract deal is, but
I thought he'd be a better pro.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's the injuries or what, but Brandon has not done much, you know.
Yeah, they except, like him though.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, and yeah, hard guy not to like. He was great to deal with, I thought.
Yeah, I think Bill Self has him in his top players as far as good guys, funny guys.
Yeah, and also one of Self's best players because he's such a terrific defender, great shooter.
I mean, what a great get in recruiting, you know. Who knows what would have happened to Brandon? It took him so long to finally decide on a school.
It was great for everybody but Micah Downs.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Keegan. He's Gary Bedore. And thanks for joining us on Thursdays with Gary.